A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Yes. How do we know that we enjoy the fullness of life when it is ours? Look at little ones. They run, they climb, they jump. They weary their parents because they move so fast. Older kids rejoice and yell when they come into home base in a game, or make a basket, or get 100% on a spelling test. A high school student screams with delight upon opening a letter of acceptance for college. A young man celebrates a promotion with a drink. A gardener shares his lush vegetables or roses with a neighbor. An engaged couple cannot stop smiling. A writer is accepted for publication. Yes, we recognize and feel life. So what's this about the gate? Recently, we have seen a drone and then a helicopter land inside the safe fencing of the White House. What are they thinking? Don't these people know about the right way, the appropriate gate to use? Sure they do. It's about more than that. Maybe it's a dare. Maybe it's a lot of things. But for us, we know Jesus and what he expects, what he calls us to, in order to realize the best gifts of all, that life which is his, that life which is Jesus himself. Today he calls us to not forget that sometimes it looks easier to jump the fence, to try to sneak in the back way. But no, we must stand tall and with faith and hope walk right on through the main gate, proud of who we are and who we claim as our own, Jesus, the main gatekeeper, who, upon our entrance, will welcome us and tell us which way to turn or which way to go from there. He will always show us the way to abundant life.